What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's great to be here with you guys again. I think it's really cool, like, even just looking back on the last few weeks and how we started, you know, the first episode we started with was dreaming of the impossible. And it really was just putting your dreams out there and maybe even dreaming a little bit bigger than what you're used to and writing it down and asking for more, because the universe desires to give you so much, but we don't ask for it. So it's challenging for the universe to, you know, figure out what it is we really want if we don't ask. So, and, you know, in the Bible, it's one of the things that we've always heard. Most of us have heard it in some form or another: ask and ye shall receive. Well, since call number one was asking, and then, of course, we had a couple of steps in the middle, like clearing out the junk in the drawers, the things that get in our way of getting what we desire, and then actualizing the impossible. Last week was about acknowledging what you do have, how far you have come, and what it is, those, like, that plants the seed for what else. It's like laws of attraction. So when you're grateful for what you do have, rather than judging what you do have, it creates a magnet for more of it. So last week we talked about acknowledgement, and so I was just kind of curious if anybody, like, acknowledged what was working in their lives or acknowledged what was going on in their life. And, you know, there's no right or wrong, so I just share that as a, like, okay, so these are tools, and you can take them and practice and play with them, or you can throw them away as the garbage. I don't mind. So today we're going to talk about receiving the impossible. And I actually happen to have a couple of guests with me, just a couple of people who are near and dear to me that thought they would like to be here in on this conversation. Maybe to encourage some of you in the future to call in, and this sort of a dialogue is possible. If you guys want to call in the future. But anyway, I have Joseph Dukes with me and Patricia Parent. Thank you both for being here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you very much.
Excited.
Awesome. So I'd really like to start this call, and I will probably try to start most of the radio shows like, why don't we all just take our deepest barriers down? Even the ones we don't know about. And barriers, you don't have to know what they are. That's why we talk about, like, deepest barriers downs, even the ones that we don't know about. And you also don't have to have, like, an understanding of them. It's just all the places that we create this separation and this comfortable distance that keep us from receiving more. And again, it's not really a linear cognitive thought. You might visualize them, you might just feel them, they might be palpable in your world. The truth is, though, with barriers, we create them. So that's great news, because if we create them, then that means we can destroy and uncreate them. And that really is true for everything in life, right? We really can destroy and uncreate everything because we have created everything. But I wanted to start with that exercise because I really wanted to play with it just for a minute. So let's even go back to perceive your barriers. Let's see if you can perceive them. And then in perceiving them, try to receive the energy that I'm sending to you. Cool. So now go ahead and push them down, pull them down, shove them down, blow them up. Now receive the energy that I'm sending to you.
Wow.
Boy, that was different. That's awesome. So what did you notice? What did you perceive in that exercise?
Well, at first, it seemed like it was kind of muffled, and I felt more like I was, I guess I used the word pinging. It's like playing the old Atari game, Pong, pinging off of myself, and could barely perceive, you could, and then bringing the walls down, it was... Yeah, that was like warm honey. That was way different.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd say that I actually felt like my heart expanded.
When your walls were down?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it for me, even in sending the energy, there was this, it felt very heavy and definitely like there was more of a push. And then truthfully, when you both brought your walls down, or everybody that's out there that's bringing their walls down, because even if you're listening to this later, it still works, right? And I'm still sending energy to you guys too. And but even just practicing with these guys, like it almost felt like it shifted to a pull. I was trying to push energy at you, and that was, hard. And then as soon as you guys lowered your barriers, it was almost like you guys were then pulling the energy. It was very cool.
Yeah.
There was no effort, right?
Yeah.
There was just ease and flow.
Yeah.
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 Awesome. So now... turn the molecules of receiving on. Wow. Notice a difference there with your walls down and turning the molecules of receiving on?
Yeah, I can definitely feel the difference. And I still have the story in my head, like, it's just so too easy.
Oh.
Like, I can just turn the molecules and just let it happen just like that. But I can actually feel the difference even, so.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for bringing that up, because everywhere where any of us have ever bought that if it wasn't hard, it wasn't valuable, and that it can't be that easy, where you destroy and create that times a godzillion.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and neons. Cool. What was that like for you, Joseph?
Yeah, that was way different. That was, I actually was, receiving is something that I've really been working on lately. It's just, with my walls down, it tends to be easier to receive. It's kind of like someone's trying to pass me a ham sandwich through a brick wall. It just doesn't work real well.
A ham sandwich through the brick wall. Or there's somebody trying to shove you, right?
Apparently I should probably eat because I'm hungry or something.
Yeah, are you willing to receive some food?
As long as it's good food, like you guys have at home right now.
Awesome. So What is, and I know this is kind of an interesting question, but I want to get your guys' take. What is receiving to you? What have you defined it as?
It's kind of funny for me, is the first thought that actually came up for me was actually that receiving is difficult.
Gotcha.
I think I still have a little bit of a story around that that receiving is like if I receive too much, I'm being selfish. Yeah, I still have a, you know, like it's just, yeah, I'm supposed to put other people first, and so, you know, it's like, so that continual focusing of outside versus being focused within myself and what it is that I want, and if I do that, then am I being selfish and not caring for other people?
Well, is that true?
No, it doesn't ring true.
Okay. So, truth, are you being selfish by not receiving?
Oh, I like that one.
Okay.
Because we're not supposed to be selfish, right?
But is that actually an act of being selfish, though,
Right.
by not receiving?
You're not receiving. I have to be
Because the universe
receiving.
desires to
Right.
gift you everything and so much more than you ever imagined. And is it actually more selfish to not receive it?
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's like, that's true. It's like rejecting someone or something,
Right,
right?
right.
So, yeah. Instead of, huh, interesting. Thank you.
So, yeah, so everything that is, times God's letting you destroy and create it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons, and everywhere where we've misidentified and misapplied what receiving is, and even all the definitions we put on receiving, what it is, what it isn't, can we destroy and uncreate all those too?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and meons. Thank you for bringing that up. Joseph, what is receiving to you?
Well, to me, it's that I need to be vulnerable, which is kind of scary. That's what comes up for me is the vulnerability part, because if I'm going to receive, that means I have to be open to what's being offered or given, and kind of like what Patricia said with the not being selfish. If I'm vulnerable, I could be hurt. So, because if I'm, I mean, I could receive good stuff and I could receive stuff that might not necessarily be so fun.
Okay, but as an infinite being, truth, do you believe you're an infinite being?
Yes.
So, truth, as an infinite being, can an infinite being ever really be hurt?
Well, since you put it like that, no, so I guess that's a lie.
Right. So everything that is, we destroy and
Okay.
uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and meons.
Well, and what you had said about selfish, because that was the other thing that came up, was being, it's the whole, it's better to give than to receive. And I know I'm working on it, on not deflecting other people's gratitude. Someone sends gratitude to me, and my natural tendency has always been, oh, well, no, thank you. And you're right, that's not a kindness. If someone is trying to gift me their gratitude and I'm reflecting it back instead of accepting it, because I know that it certainly is a gift to me if I'm being grateful or trying to give anything to somebody and they're receiving it. So, yeah, I can totally see that.
Oh, so everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. And you said something else too that I wanted to just there was a couple different things to this, and thank you again, you guys, for being here and having this conversation with me. Is all the places that you have misidentified and misapplied fear, is it actually fear or truth? Is it actually excitement?
Okay, say it again. Fear or what?
Is it fear?
Oh, fear.
Or excitement?
Or excitement. Oh.
Are you actually excited to receive, but you've made receiving bad and wrong? So then you're like, whoa, I'm excited to receive, but that's bad and wrong. So it must be that I'm afraid to receive, or that I'm not allowed to receive, or it's selfish to receive. So all those places where you learned something from, whether it's religion, your peers, your teachers, your parents, that said it's bad and wrong to receive, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that times a God saying?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and yams. And as you guys know, I like to talk about money. And the reason, I mean, money's a thing, you know. But it's also a thing that a lot of people struggle with. And it's also a thing that a lot of people could create greater with. And it's something that I like to bring up because it's so poignant in a lot of people's lives. But... Oh, and it's time for a break. So I will be back in a couple minutes and talk about that point.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is my music. This is my... Hey, welcome back. So we, right before, I was like, oh, wait, we're out of time. Okay. I brought up money. And the reason I brought up money and receiving, well, there's a couple of different aspects, but I really wanted to bring it up in the realm of the amount of money that you have is the amount of money you're willing to receive. And you can kind of look at like what your net income was last year, and that correlates with the direct amount of money you're willing to receive. But I bring that up though is because like what would be possible if you had $1 million, $1 billion? Like how much change could you affect in the world? Now, how much change are you willing or able to affect with what you have right now? You can, right? You can definitely do something, but how much more could you do with more? And I brought that one up because both of you mentioned being selfish. And what if it's actually important for you to be selfish? You know, and again, everything that you've made selfish mean and that it's bad, will you destroy and uncreate that? Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine chores, boys, meons, awesome. And because it's like that poem, you guys know that I use that poem a lot by Marianne Williamson, Our Deepest Fear is Not That We're Inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. There's so much more that you are capable of, that you can do, that you can affect, that you can change, that you, like, there's so much more, so many more lives you can touch if you would be willing to receive everything the universe desires to gift you and so much more. Can you see you would have so much more to give if you were willing to receive so much more?
Yeah.
So anything that doesn't allow you to receive more, would you destroy and uncreate at times of God's blame?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and meons. Cool. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that comes up for me, I have a lady out of Dallas, Texas, who's been a financial mentor of mine for a number of years and someone I've always looked up to. And a number of years ago, she told me that I would never out-earn my self-image. And that statement now means so much more to me because it just hit me just as you were talking, that really what Diane meant by that is that people with strong self-images, they're willing to receive. I think of Richard Branson, I think of, successful people that are financially successful, they're willing, their self-image is enough that, yes, I'm deserving of, blank, whatever I've created financially, and willing to receive more. So being able to increase my self-image along that line of, yes, I'm worthy, I mean, I use the word worthy, but, I have infinite worth. So if I have infinite worth, then I should be willing to receive whatever the universe is willing to give me, whatever God's willing to give me, and whatever, if I'm willing to work for it or just receive it, then my self-image is strong enough to be able to receive that, just like, having a strong enough self-image to be able to receive somebody's gratitude.
Cool. Awesome. You said some great things there, and it was coupled with some judgments. So.
No way.
So, and words are so important, and it's something that I really work on, being active about, like, okay, when you get into being worthy or deserving, you're in judgment. The universe desires to gift you everything and so much more, whether you deserve it or worthy or not. So the universe or God or whatever you want to call it doesn't have a point of view about that. it's available for everyone. There is no, this person has earned it, this person is better than this person, so this person can have it. That is not the reality of this universe. The universe is like, here you guys go, everybody can be a billionaire. You just have to choose it. You just have to receive it. So, and we all have varying things that we have to, junk we have to clean up in order to receive it. Whether that's, you know, our own beliefs in our self-worth or our own beliefs that it's not possible, right? But every single person, if you look at every single person that is successful today, they believed it was possible. They changed their stars. That I can't tell you how many people I've heard that came out of the ghetto, that came from really seriously abusive relationships, and they changed their stars. They changed the direction of their lives. They created, they out-created what everybody else said they could not do. Not one of those people stopped. They're like, they just kept going. They kept believing it was possible. They kept knowing that they could change something. So it's that knowing that they can change something that changes things, not their deserving. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Cool. So you've changed your life dynamically. I've even seen you change so much in the last year, and that was because you chose it, because you wanted it, because you were willing to finally receive it. But not because you just suddenly became
worthy.
Yeah. And Mother Mary. You didn't just become Mother Mary.
There was a wand that tapped me on the head and said, thou art worthy.
Right.
So there is no magic sword I got to pull from a rock. And, you know,
no.
Gifted the gift of worthiness.
Thank God, no. Right?
Goodness. Oh, my God.
Right? Because it is available for everyone. That's the key here, too. There isn't one person out there that this isn't available for, that change isn't available for, that you can't change something to greater in your life. You can't. Anything. Now, are you willing to receive it? And anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. And I have go ahead. You have a question?
Oh, I do. And in that, you know, in receiving it, I guess part of, there's a couple of things that come up there with what you said, Venus, to me. It's one is the thought of, like, even what we just experienced of letting down our barriers. And I'm just saying, like, well, it can't be that easy. And this is what it is, because I can experience, I experienced it. So I know that it is that easy, because it's like, because I have the experience to actually validate that. And then when you say, like, well, it's just, God just wants to give it to you. It's there, available for anyone. And it is that easy. Just receive it. And so then I actually go to that place of going, like, okay, well, then I really can't just receive it. I mean, I can. It's just as easy as letting down my barriers. Right. It's just as easy for me to receive $1 million if that's what I want.
Right?
I mean, it's like there's no levels of difficulties in that.
Right.
And I've heard that said in other places, too. And it's just like, I don't know, I just kind of got that at a new level. Thank you very much. It's like, just feels clearer than it was before, you know.
Awesome.
I think my question is in regards to, okay, I'm willing to receive it. I really feel open to the possibility and willing to receive it. And it's also knowing that the universe so often provides it in an unknown way. You know, it's like willing to receive it and yet letting go of how it shows up. I mean, to me, even wanting $1 million, it's like $1 million is something that's concrete. And so it's almost like you have to give it to me this way because it's a solid thing. Do you understand my question? It's like, how am I willing to receive and at the same time kind of like let go of how it's going to show up?
Well, it kind of sounds like to me you answered your own question.
Okay.
Or what is your question? That's not quite a question.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the question is. It's like, yeah. Okay. Maybe just being willing to receive and then, yeah, just letting go of how it's going to show up and just be in action with the with the daily guidance that I feel like I am to do every day, you know, or, and not caring when or how it's going to show up.
Awesome. Yeah. And that it really is just receiving isn't A plus B equals C.
Okay.
Receiving is being willing to receive it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
So receiving is an energy, not a thing. Even money is energy.
Okay.
But we have filters on what we think is appropriate or okay to receive or not desiring to receive it all. So a great example for that actually was with Patricia today. We're in Rome and we were walking around the Colosseum. And there was kind of this talk about going, what's that called, underneath where they're all buried?
Catacombs.
The catacombs. And and I just was like, you know, I think I'm good. And it wasn't a judgment. It wasn't a point of view. And at the same time, it was an awareness of all of the energy that would be in the catacombs. That I chose not to be in that space, but I still was able to receive the information and receive the energy of it and not have to go inside. Mm-hmm. We were around a lot of people today, a lot of people, everybody has interesting points of view. And being willing to receive it all with no judgment is receiving. When you have a judgment on anything, it stops what's possible. It stops the receiving. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go hang out somewhere that you might be uncomfortable. You don't have to do that. But you can still receive the energy of it. So something I've talked about before with $1 million, what is the energy that you think having $1 million would actually produce for you, create for you? What's that energy? And go for that energy. So receiving, and that's why I started off with, like, what have you already defined receiving is? That maybe it isn't, maybe it isn't. That you have to take a ham sandwich or you have to take $1 million. What if it's just energy contribution? So a great example, and I wanted to touch on this one anyway with you, Joseph, because you had brought up famous people. The reason why people are rich and famous is because they can receive judgment with no point of view. They receive the energy contribution that somebody is giving them through judgment, positive or negative, there's right? But they don't let it stick them. They don't let it stop them. They're like, all these people. Gary Douglas talks about, like, for every judgment you receive, you make an extra $5,000 that year. For every judgment you resist and react to, you lose $10,000. So how much are we actually in resistance and reaction to everybody's points of view about us rather than just being grateful for the energy contribution? Judgment is just energy contribution. And it makes you more money if you can just receive it with no point of view. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So all the places where you haven't been willing to be ungodly famous and receive all of the good, the bad, and the ugly judgments, would you destroy an uncreated times godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, neons. Was there any questions about that or anything that came up for you around that?
being willing to receive.
No, go ahead, Joshua. Go ahead, Joseph. I'm kind of stuck here for just a minute, so let me kind of see if I can formulate my question.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Gotcha. Along that line of being willing to receive, and you had mentioned judgment earlier. When I was doing some writing earlier, I realized how many places that I've resisted, or I've chosen things based on either I'm resisting somebody else's point of view, instead of just looking at it as like, well, that's their point of view, I don't have to accept it, it doesn't have to stick me, and actually just asking, is their point of view true for me, you know? And I just, along the lines of what you were just saying about famous people, I can see where people that I know that are successful, something that they have mastered, and mastered may not be an accurate word, but they have been able to accept other people's point of view as just that, and accept their judgment. And so what would it take for me to be able to not have a point of view on somebody else's judgment and to be able to receive it?
Awesome. It's a great question, and I think we'll address it right after the break.
Of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh, welcome back from the break. For the break, Joseph asked a really poignant question about judgment. Would you go ahead and ask that question again, Joseph, and we'll dive right in.
Well, so let's see if I can remember it. it was really focused around being able to being able to receive other people's judgment as just their point of view. I know that there are times that I've resisted other people's judgment. I probably nobody else has ever felt like they're poor. I have, and there are times that I still do. And so instead of accepting and just having somebody's judgment be like, okay, that's their point of view, I make a choice to resist it. Or just that other times I know I've just blindly accepted it and followed it and made a choice not based on my own, you know, well, that, mm-hmm. this is what's true for me. It's just like, oh, well, they said I should do it, and so I just go ahead and do it, and without asking. And so I guess my question is that how do I receive other people's judgment with no point of view?
Good question. So what have you made so valuable and real about everybody else's points of view? And everything that is, time to God's only destroying and create it all.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What is it that you think that you get from other people's points of view?
What kind of, when you're asking that, I have thought that maybe they're smarter than I am, or they know more. Or if I'm resisting them, if I'm blindly following, maybe I discount my own knowing, because maybe they're smarter, have more experience. And when I am in resistance, I would say that it's probably that, if I really dig deep, it's maybe that they have an agenda that somehow is not. It's benefiting them more than benefiting me, and so they're, you know, maybe afraid of being used, and it goes back to that afraid thing.
Okay, but so let me see if I can ask that a different way. So,
okay.
Truth, what do you? There's something that you get out of taking what other people say as either true or wrong, right or wrong. What is that?
I don't have to choose.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're always at the effect of what other people
right.
are
I'm a
doing.
Victim. Ooh. I just threw up in my mouth.
And everything that is and everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it times against again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And everywhere where you haven't been willing to take responsibility for your own life and what you're, the only reason you don't have everything that you desire in your life and so much more is because you're not willing to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Receive and responsibility, they go hand in hand, it sounds like. That's almost what it feels like, that I have to.
Yeah. Oof. Well, okay. but the twist right now is that you both have points of view about what responsibility is. Mm. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. How about just ownership?
Oh.
It's your life.
Ownership of my own life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything you have in your life is because that's what you have deemed okay to have in your life. Everything you don't have in your life and haven't received is because you've deemed it not okay to have it in your life.
Okay.
I can see that.
So how do I move from thinking that it's, because it seems to me like even not thinking that I that it's not okay to have. It's almost like subconscious. It's like, because, I mean, if you ask me, oh, do I think that I'm, that it's okay to receive $1 million, I would say, well, yeah, it's great to receive $1 million. But there's something, it makes me think, though, there must be something deeper or something else going on that's preventing me from having it then. Because if that's all I have to do is just say, like, okay, I want $1 million, I ask the universe for $1 million, and I believe I can receive $1 million, and so then that's all there is to it.
There is, if you really believed that.
Okay, so but what moves me from not believing it at some level to believing it?
Yeah. Great question. Really, really good question. Yep. So the only thing that stops us is our beliefs that either we don't deserve it, we can't have it, somehow we're not worthy, right? The whole, all of that, right? The other piece, especially when it comes to money, money, everything has its own energy. So money, if you have a belief that you actually hate money, or, you know, you don't like the way that you have to manage money, or you don't want to deal with what it would be like, because trust me, there's still problems with $1 million. They're just different. So you have to figure out taxes, and you have to figure out, right? So a lot of us are in this comfortable zone with money. Like, I'm comfortable dealing with this amount of money because I know how to deal with this amount of money, or even the absence of this amount of money. If you have zero money, you know that you know how to deal with that. You've been there before. When you get $1 million, you have all those things that you would have to deal with. So those are some more of those unconscious beliefs that say, well, I don't want to have to deal with those problems. So if you don't want to deal with those problems, then it's going to be hard to let money just come hang out with you, right? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So that would be the next level of, like, okay, are you willing to destroy and uncreate all the places where you've deemed your problems with the amount of money you have are better than the problems you'll have with a lot of money? Will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. More space, less space, same?
More space.
Cool. What are you aware of now?
Yeah, it's a choice.
Yeah. Awesome. Great awareness. Yeah, it really is just a choice. And that's the same. That's what receiving is. It's just a choice.
It's just so funny how complicated we make it. I mean, you know, just in general, it's like, you know, like I said, it's just a choice. It's just, it is that easy. It's like, you know, and you think, oh, I got to figure it out, or I got it, whatever. You know, it's like all these thoughts about, you know, somehow. It's almost like trying to control it. I think it's a lot of the thinking of trying to figure it out.
Right.
It's almost like a control thing. It's like trying to control it.
Right. Yeah. Well, cool. That's one way of looking at it. Awesome. And that actually brings me to a different part that I wanted to talk about today, was the comfortable distance that we create. And I started this call with barriers on purpose, because I really wanted us to start with, okay, all the places where we separate ourselves from what the universe is desiring to gift us. And it's a gifting, guys. It's not a give and receive. It's not that you have to give something so you can receive something. The universe desires to gift you.
Instead of earning it?
Yes. Yes, you don't have to earn it. You don't have to be worthy. You don't have to be deserving. You don't have to be, you know, Mother Teresa. You don't have, you know, those aren't, right? But, like, this is really common. We are only comfortable receiving so much. Now, we just use money as a great example, but the truth is, it's the same with people. It's the same with other things in our lives. So, you know, you have somebody who really, really loves you and really is grateful for you, and it's like you constantly have to be like, okay, deepest barriers down, receive that. Deepest barriers down, receive that. Receive that hug from your daughter one more time. Receive, 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 right? But we, all of us, have a comfortable place of receiving, and that's where we stay most of the time. we stay in our comfort zone. So I'm comfortable receiving this amount of love and gratitude. Then when I start to get uncomfortable, we throw up barriers and you go into judgment and often just create comfortable distance, whether that's like you create this like sarcasm in your relationships, or you just separate yourselves by distance. For me, that was a common thing for me for a long time, was just like I would just create this miles of distance between me and other people, so I didn't have to receive from other people. And that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's the judgments as well as the positive stuff. So it's being willing to receive it all. It's never going to be comfortable. You're never going to be comfortable. So everywhere where you're still trying to be comfortable, and then that keeps you only receiving so much, would you destroy it and create it times a gazillion?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pun, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. It's funny. There's actually a book Gary Douglas and Dane here wrote called Money's Not the Problem, You Are. It, you know, the truth is you don't have a money problem. You have a receiving problem. You don't have a you don't have a relationship problem. You have a receiving problem. You don't have a body issue. You have a receiving problem. So, and I use problem very loosely there, but that's just like, you know, it's not what you think it is. There's something in your life. If there's something in your life that's not working the way that you want it to work, it's because there's something that you're not willing to receive. Mm-hmm. And that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Being willing to be aware of everything with no point of view. So everything that brings up and lets down, can we destroy and uncreate it times a gazillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And would you be willing to turn the molecules of receiving on and up?
That easy.
Yes.
Anything doesn't allow it, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds, and receive more.
Yeah.
Awesome. Any other questions? Anything else that you'd like to talk about?
I can see where judgment plays such a big role in that. You mentioned relationships. And, you know, where, I mean, I've had some good ones. I've had some terrible ones. And I can see where the judgments that I've had on, why I must deserve this relationship, you know, and all the pain that comes with it because I haven't been a good enough person or I haven't been a good enough partner, and so I have to be a better person or a better partner. And that I just that just hit me that was a lie that I had bought. So being able to receive kindness and gratitude from others is a choice, and if I can do that, I guess it sounds more like if I can do that from no judgment, then I can receive more good and more ugly.
Right, because it brings us back to really being willing to receive everything with no point of view. There, you know, awareness includes everything and judges nothing. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So if you can just think, I mean, you can walk down, like I've used my metaphor, my running thing, but it's so obvious to me when I'm running and I run by somebody who either has a judgment about knee stuff or they have a knee problem and how quickly my knee hurts, and I don't let it stick me. I don't take that pain and then carry it with me down the hill. The minute it comes into my knee, I'm like, that's not mine, return to sender, and it goes away. So just that, like, allowing energy to flow through you, not stick you. And it touches back on what you were asking, Joseph, about, like, how do I receive judgment with no point of view? It's just seeing it as an energetic contribution. Whether somebody's negatively judging you or positively judging you, it doesn't matter. They're still contributing energy to you. The only reason it sticks you is because you have a point of view about it as being bad and wrong or right or whatever, and that none of that is true. It's just energy. So if somebody has a negative judgment and like I perceive it, I literally in my head go cha-ching, because I receive that judgment, and then that means I make $5,000 more that year. How does it get better than that? Yay. Thank you both so much for being here. I sure loved having you as my guests. Thank you, everyone. See you next week. I'll be on with Sarah Andros from Australia talking about the magic of bodies. Have a great day.